Welcome to Life Perspectives on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Gary Anderson. Pope St. John Paul II in Evangelium Vitae proclaimed that society as a whole must respect, defend, and promote the dignity of every human person at every moment and in every condition of that person's life. And that is our guide star that this show covers life issues across the entire spectrum of life from conception to natural death. And every month, Life Perspectives presents a broad overview of the many critical issues in the pro-life movement in 2021 and beyond. As always, our guest today is a representative of a prominent pro-life organization engaged in the cause for life and the defense of the sanctity of every human life born and unborn. So today, we're delighted to have with us Barb McMullen, Director of Birthright of Columbus. Welcome to Life Perspectives, Barb.
Thank you, Gary. It's great to be here.
We're very happy to have you here. And as we always do, Barb, before we get started with our conversation, we have our pro-life prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, we pray that those working to defend the sanctity of human life would be steadfast and immovable in their holy mission to protect all of your children in the various stages of the spectrum of life, from conception to natural death. May your servants who labor in the defense of life abound in your work and know that their labor is not in vain. And we pray that you would extend compassion, empowerment, and hope to all they serve, and that you would guide them or provide for all their wants and needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah. In name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, welcome again, Barb.
Thanks.
This is a treat to have you in here because I've known
thanks.
About...
this is... I love to talk about birthright, so start asking.
Well, you know, it's been a big mystery to me because as we'll talk about a little bit further here, you kind of fly under the radar. So we'll get to that. I'm glad to have you here. Let's right off the bat. You guys were the first pregnancy care center in Columbus, right? But you got a Canadian bloodline, eh?
We're not only the first in Columbus, we're the first anywhere. And yes, it did start in Toronto, Canada, in 1967 when the United States and Canada were going to legalize abortion. And one lovely lady up there, Louise Summerhill, she said, you know, maybe that young lady or that woman just needs a friend, needs somebody to talk to. And she started kind of working on that and trying to gain supporters. And a radio disc jockey picked it up. Hmm. And he kind of made a joke out of it. Can you believe what this lady's saying? And people called in and said, you know, if you have a problem, you need somebody to talk to. You can't go through life on your own.
Right.
And so that just kind of snowballed. In the meantime, Louise wasn't feeling too good. She went to a doctor. She found out she was pregnant. Not only was she pregnant, but she was pregnant with twins.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she did pray that, okay, I've got an unwanted baby somewhere here. How am I going to do all of this?
Hmm.
And I need your help. And needs to go. She was a very devout Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I need your help. I need to go. And just everything. And to read the story of Birthright. Just everything started falling together. I have lots of copies of the story of Birthright. I'll be glad to share with anybody that wants it. But it is an amazing story how she got it going. And then by 1968, she officially had everything under. She came up with the name of Birthright because she firmly believed every woman has the right to give birth and every child has the right to be born.
Bingo.
And she said, that's it. Birthright.
Very simple, isn't it?
Yeah. So it kind of spread out into the pro-life communities, right to lives. And she was speaking in Chicago. And Terry Weaver from Atlanta, Georgia, heard her speak. And after she was done speaking, Terry went to the women's restroom. And there was Louise nursing these two twins. Terry just pulled up a chair and said, we need to talk. So by 1969, Birthright was started in the United States.
And that was Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And then we come back to Columbus, Ohio. Patrick and Kathy Foley were Right to Life, and they had a very good friend down in Cincinnati who was very active in Right to Life. And the friend in Cincinnati called him and said, hey, there's this lady up in Toronto, Canada. It's got something going. You want to take a trip up to Toronto and see what she has to say? They sat and visited with her. Birthright in Columbus started in 1972. because it got going around here. And just sure. like Louise, there were lots of people, lots of churches that would come together.
But you know what I find really intriguing, Barb, is the fact that this all started pre Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
I mean, was Louise prescient? Did she kind of see what's coming over the hill, over the horizon?
I think she did. She was an amazing lady.
Because everything else has been formed and created after Roe v. Wade, correct?
She saw what was going on. Everybody, the United States and Canada was talking about legalizing abortion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she got that. I mean, everybody knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even remember that, even though I was in college then. I remember them talking about it. I remember my college.
Yeah.
And I thought, this just isn't right. And you know. And,
but you guys acted on it, though. You saw it coming. And
Louise acted on it.
Just didn't sit back there and let it happen. Wow. I mean, that to me, that is an amazing story.
Well, and I have to think that radio disc jockey had a lot to do with it. Because he was broadcasting.
Little did he know. There you go. So continue with your story, how you got involved back in, what'd you say, about 20 years ago or so you started with him? Tell us about
2001. In April, my daughter told me that she was pregnant with our first grandchild. Well, I got ecstatic because I love babies. But I knew they both had full-time jobs. And I knew I wouldn't see a lot about this baby, you know. And I was also looking for some place to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was a member of St. Anthony's. And in
the parish
bulletin, there was a little blurb about Birthright was looking for volunteers. So the lady that put that in there, Marge Klovanovich, I happened to be doing a funeral dinner with her, and I said, I want to know something about this. And she said, well, I work on Friday. Why don't you come over to the office and let's just sit and talk? And she said, well, I'll see you next Friday. And that's how I got involved in it. It turned out that my grandson did have some major medical problems. So, but God and I kind of, when he was so bad right after he was born, I said, I've been working saving babies. All I'm asking you is to save this one baby, and I will keep saving babies. And, you know, if Eric gets sick, I go, God, we have a little agreement here. And every now and then, if I don't feel like going to Birthright, I get a God moment and say, you got to get in there. So
that's
how we're working together.
That's
how I got started. Yeah. And that was 20 years ago.
Amazing.
Eric will be 20 in October. So that's how I keep track of how long I've been doing this.
Great story.
So it's.
Have you grown a full-time staff, or who do you have down there with you?
First of all, we're all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no paid staff whatsoever. We're all volunteers.
Bless your hearts.
Basically, love babies, and in order to have that healthy baby, we got to help that mom.
Mm-hmm.
God is good to Birthright. I always have enough people to cover the office. Do I want more people? Absolutely. I would like to have two people in the office at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, there's eight of us. And that's okay. We can cover the office. So
among our listeners, anybody who may have just heard you mention that there was a need, maybe that's the Holy Spirit calling.
I'm getting older. I don't do social media very well, and I know that's where the girls are at.
Sure, sure.
I need help with that.
Yeah.
Yes, I need people in the office.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, from my perspective too, Barb, and I've been very involved for many, many years. You hear about the Women's Care Centers, the PDHCs, much more high-profile organizations. But it seems to me that Birthright, your focus is a real laser focus on where the rubber meets the road, the front lines, the woman and her baby and maybe her husband or boyfriend at that point in time. That's what you focus on. You don't seem to be getting involved in any type of activism or legislative issues, so you're really focused. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. The one thing I love about Birthright is we do not get involved at all in legislation or politics. Louise's dream was always just be there for the girl.
Who is that now?
Louise Summerhill
founded
Birthright. You're just there. You should just be in that office when she needs you, not out doing a lot of other things. Her feeling was you should only have 6 months' worth of money in reserve, that if you have donors giving you money, you don't sit on it. You use it for what you're doing. So only 6 months. So that's all the money Louise always said that we could have. We have a very strict, very simple charter that we have to follow. And that's one of them, mm-hmm. is that we don't have a lot of money. The other thing is, you know, just a simple place where nobody would be afraid to come, mm-hmm. or intimidated to come. So she had a lot of rules.
Sure.
And one is just being very simple, very low key.
Sure. Speaking of your mission, from Louise, I noticed your website states that Birthright's there to help women with their unplanned pregnancies.
Right.
And they do it through friendship, love, support, and understanding the importance of simply being with her. You mentioned right. listening, being a compassionate listener, and also respecting that it's her life and it's her plan. And you are with her, or them, as long as they need support, correct? From the first visit all the way till after the pregnancy? Tell us more about that.
Okay, we are non-judgmental. Our kind of bottom line, the essence of Birthright, is love. If you love someone, that judgment kind of disappears. So you have to rely on your intuition and your common sense, and also a loving, receptive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone with, let's say, a nurse says, I want to volunteer for Birthright, that's great, but that medical knowledge stays outside the door. We are not medical. You come in as a woman helping another woman. She needs a friend. And when she comes in, the first thing we do is, just like you get a friend into your house, what can I get you to drink? Have a seat. That's the way we greet a client. Let's sit down. Let's talk. Tell me what's going on.
Hmm.
You're pregnant. What's the matter? And she said, well, it's just not the right time. I think I need an abortion. You know, a lot of things in life happen when it's not the right time. When's the right time for somebody you love to die?
When's
the right time for you to lose your job?
Mm-hmm.
But these things happen in life. It's called life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me what your needs are right now. This baby's not coming tomorrow, but what can I help you with? Okay, you're on the street. Let's get you off of the street. Let's get you into housing. And I work with her. I give her the referrals and the resources. She has to call. She has to empower herself
sure,
to do this.
Sure.
But I call her up, or I meet with her and say, hey, how'd those referrals go that I gave you? That didn't work? Here, let's try some more. And I call her like once a week or so. I just call her up every now and then and say, hey, how are you feeling? You doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, getting close to time, and then after the baby's born, it's, have you planned that? Have you called the doctor about your 6-week checkup? Or, you know, are you depressed? You know, let's go take a walk or something.
So you find the Birthright approach is to open her heart through this compassionate questioning, showing that you care and not being judgmental.
No.
And we all know you're not going to change anybody's heart and mind by judging what they've done. Making them feel guilty, questioning their own judgment. Your approach, I would think, is the best possible
It's like,
approach.
I don't want to hear how this all came about.
Sure.
You're pregnant now. Hmm. Let's go from here. What can I do to help you? What do you need? First of all, you know, let's get you medical help. Have you been to the doctor yet? Let's get you to the doctor. As I said, we're not medical. But I'm going to help direct her.
And it's a real holistic approach, too.
Yeah.
It's, you've got all these different services and resources that you can offer her.
Yeah.
You're listening to Life Perspectives on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're also streaming on stgabrielradio.com. And each month, we talk about life issues. We'll go all the way across the spectrum of life, from conception to natural death. I'm your host, Gary Anderson, joined this afternoon by Barb McMullen, longtime director of Birthright of Columbus. In fact, 20 years, Birthright being Central Ohio's pioneering pregnancy care center, pregnancy support center. Welcome again, Barb. So nice
Thank
to have you,
you
here this
Thank
afternoon.
You. Thank you. I just love to say we are the oldest pregnancy center anywhere, but particularly in Columbus. And everybody will hear me say that. I am proud of that fact.
Well, again, you know, so many people are not as aware as they might be of the other organizations. You kind of fly under that radar. You know, you go about your business quietly. You're doing your holy work, saving those precious babies without fanfare. And that says a lot right there. The fact that you're not doing it for any type of recognition, you're doing it out of the sense of sanctity of human life. You know it's God's work to be doing that. You go about it quietly. And that's why I was intrigued when I was looking at a guest for the show here. Because Birthright, you've been around a long time, longer than anybody else. And yet, a lot of people don't know about what you do. So here you are.
Here I am.
I want to expose what's going on down
mind,
there.
A memory is I did get an abortion call one time, and we were talking, and she said, "Are you one of those people that stand out there and tell me not to kill my baby?"
All right.
And I could truthfully, honestly say, no, I am not. Yeah. But let's talk about what you just said.
Right.
I had a very long conversation. A lot of the calls they hang up, but I kept her on the phone, and she became a Birthright client, and she had a beautiful baby boy.
Wonderful.
So it's just those little things.
Yeah. Let's talk more about that. Okay. So when a pregnant woman is feeling confused, conflicted, and in many cases we know very much pressured to have an abortion, she can contact you on your 24/7 phone line, chat.
We call it the helpline.
The helpline. So you're there 24/7. Yes. What happens next after she makes that initial contact, reaches out to you?
Well, I am on the call list for the helpline for here in Columbus. If they get a call and our office isn't open, if the office is open, they'll tell them to call the office. But if it's in the evening and I get a lot of night and weekend phone calls, there's a lady there in Columbus that's struggling. Here's her phone number, and they tell me a little bit about what they've talked to her about. You need to give her a call. So I call her up. So that comes from the helpline.
Mm-hmm. Is that tied in with Option Line at all?
No.
It's totally independent.
Okay. Option Line is under a different umbrella. Heartbeat International, started right here in Columbus.
Right.
That's kind of the umbrella. We are not under the Heartbeat.
Good. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. Nope. We have nothing to do with that. No, we're our own helpline. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yeah, we call the 24-hour helpline in Atlanta, that is in Atlanta, does talk, does help the gal, and then they will email me if the information. They've talked to someone here in Columbus and she needs some help, give her a call. But again, if it's an emergency situation, if she's abortion-minded, they will call me at home any hour of the day. And I call her and just say, I'm here for you. I'm here in Columbus.
You know, I think that's so valuable, Barb, the fact that you have some professional trained call screeners, even if they're in Atlanta. That's okay. In this day and age, who cares where you are physically? Yeah. And then they will contact you with the need.
Turn it over to you. Or any place, any Birthright throughout Canada, United States.
That's good to know.
They have a call person and they say, you have someone in your area who needs some help right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get on the phone. And where can I meet you? You know, if you can't make it to the office, I will meet you in a public place. I don't care where you're at.
So your goal is to get that face-to-face meeting?
Yep. Have to sit down. Have to know.
Good.
I'm your friend. I'm here to help you. If you think no one cares, you're wrong. I care about you.
So am I correct in assuming that you do not get into ultrasound exams or abortion reversals, anything like that?
That is correct.
Nothing medical, nothing?
We are absolutely not medical. We do have a CLIA license to run urine pregnancy tests.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as we go.
That's it. Okay.
Anything medical, as far as an ultrasound, we really do believe that that should be through your doctor and should be looked at by a professional. And we don't have money to hire medical staff.
Right. You know, there's a common narrative, false narrative, put out there by the pro-aborts. We both know this very well. It's that once the woman has the child, who was going to have an abortion earlier, once she's persuaded to have her child, suddenly she's abandoned. The pro-lifers just are gone, and she's left the struggle to raise the child on her own. We know that couldn't be further from the truth. But as far as Birthright goes, you folks are going to be with her with ongoing support and resources from parenting skills, housing assistance, financial resources, right?
Yep.
What
Absolutely.
Else? What else?
We're always on the lookout for referrals. That's something else I need people for. Keep your eyes and ears open. Check it out. You know, make sure that it is, okay, pro-life. We're not listed as a pro-life agency, but what we do, we're pro-life. But just make sure that that's what it is. And I'll run down and check out all these agencies, and we've got lots of referrals.
Great.
But I'm, you know, we can't keep up with them all. Yeah. And you got to keep them up to date.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm always there. And, yes, we have grandmothers bringing their granddaughters in. We have moms bringing their daughters in.
Wow.
I did a health fair one time, and they said, oh, I used Birthright when I was pregnant. And I said, how old's your baby? She said, 37. So that's the great thing about being around here for so
absolutely.
Long.
Now, you have no direct affiliation with the Catholic Church, correct? You're
non-denominational? We are interdenominational.
Interdenominational.
So, and that's the way Louise wanted it. So that, again, nobody would be concerned about coming. We never preach or read scripture unless the client brings it up.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, all my volunteers and all of our board are Catholic. Mm-hmm. But we've had a Baptist president of the board. I've had a couple of Muslim volunteers. I have learned so much about the Muslim religion that I did not know because I volunteered with these gals.
Interesting.
And yeah.
Now, you're a 501c3, right?
We are.
You mentioned you're totally funded by private donations, so there's no assistance at all from, say, the United Way or any type of government assistance, God forbid.
Louise never wanted Birthright
not a
to
nickel.
Take
not
any
a
government money, because then the government will tell you
then
what
they
to
own
do.
You. Absolutely.
And, yeah, we do get Marion Foundation is very good to us. The Catholic Social Concerns, every now and then we get a check from there. Our big one is the Gould Grant, which Dr. Gould, very good Catholic, at Mount Carmel West, left his money so that anyone who helps pregnant women on the West Side, that's why we're located on the West Side, because we do need the Gould Grant. We do depend on private donations. And that's it. Sure, we don't want a lot of money.
Well, obviously, you folks are survivors
all
these years.
Yeah.
But what major challenges are you contending with at this point in time? For instance, how has COVID affected your operations? What are you dealing with? Let's not forget, the administration in Washington is not exactly pro-life. So that makes things a little bit more difficult as well.
That doesn't affect me whatsoever.
So what are your challenges? Tell us.
If you want to interview me as personal, then we'll get into it. Anyhow, COVID, I am proud to say we stayed open the entire time.
Wow.
We are not a diaper giveaway, but I knew how many people were needing diapers. We were there. We were open. I would check phone messages every day, and the word spread fast that we were open to help people. But another volunteer and I, we just decided we're mask up, glove up. And I think one reason why I didn't get COVID is I had so much disinfectant on my body that the germs said, stay away from her. But we were there. COVID hasn't bothered us other than the end of December and January, we had a lot of babies being born. You can figure nine months after a blizzard, 9 months after an outage, we're going to be busy. And so we had COVID babies. So why not?
Well,
we had lots
story.
Of babies.
I can't believe you weren't really significantly affected, because many organizations were, including in the pro-life arena.
Right. Nope.
So kudos to you. Obviously, you folks are survivors. No question about that.
Yeah.
But you mentioned some needs before, Barb. What else can you tell us? How can our listeners help you? If they're looking for volunteer opportunities, what are your specific needs right now? Share that with us.
Right now, we are extremely low in large and extra large maternity clothes. We do give out gently used maternity clothes and baby clothes, and we rely 100% on donations. For some reason, we're really low on large and extra large.
Hmm.
Now, nobody really wants to wear the maternity type clothes that I wore. I just need stretchy pants and big tops. That's what I need. Holy Spirit and St. Philip's they put a playpen up on Mother's Day for donations to Birthright and take it down on Father's Day. We had to do three great big trips to bring everything that those very generous people donated.
Yeah, yeah.
So right now, our only need is maternity clothes. We also, our one fundraiser is a luncheon, which is September 18th. We need people to come to that. That's the only way, the private way, that we're the only way we actually raise money.
How do they learn more about that? Tell us how they can.
We're going to get a newsletter out.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page, Columbus Birthright. I post a lot of things on that. Again, go to our website, which is, if you go to birthright.org, then you can put in your zip code, and then it'll take it to our landing page.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be on there. We work with Greater Giving, and we're going to be putting a lot of things up on Greater Giving. So,
speaking of which, do you have an online donation button on your website there too?
Yep. All you have to do is hit donate. If you hit the birthright.org donate button, that goes to international.
Uh-huh.
So you have to go to our landing page and hit, it's birthright.org/Columbus OH Maine, M-A-I-N. And there's a donate button there. Just hit that.
Terrific. And I think my boys, my brother Knights of Columbus, are also very much supportive.
Are they not?
I know my council, the Westerville Council Knights of Columbus, donates.
Yes, they do.
As do many of the councils.
Yes.
So
yeah, Father
you know
Charlie,
we're behind you.
I've had a lot of good priests that have really backed us up. And they, too, like our philosophy that we're just kind of sort of low-key and out there. Yeah, that's the way we are.
That's great.
Yeah, and we get friends that way. But I have to admit, our donors are aging. I need some young blood.
We'll get them for you.
Okay.
You've been listening to Life Perspectives, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, where we spotlight the missions, challenges, and victories of pro-life organizations here in Central Ohio. And we cover the entire spectrum of life, from conception to natural death. Today, we've been delighted to have with us this afternoon, Barb McMullen, director, longtime 20-year director of Birthright of Columbus. Barb, again, it's been fascinating to hear about this history of your great organization. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And I do public speaking. As you can tell, I talk a lot. So
you sound like a great speaker.
I love to come out and talk to people.
Okay, listeners, keep this in mind.
Okay.
I'm your host, Gary Anderson, inviting you to join us again next month for Life Perspectives here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Thanks for joining us, and may God richly bless you and yours.